plate a potential nugget.
One thing that really struck me in the book was you say that one habit that separates Federer from most other elite athletes I've encountered is that he will ask about you first and not in a perfunctory manner, inquiring about your journey to the particular place, your own perceptions of the tournament, the country, the people. What struck me was he is a extremely curious individual. Can you talk about that element of his personality and the way it comes across as a journalist?
It is quite surprising in a way, because this is not somebody who was a brilliant student. He might have had good aptitude, I don't know, but his performance in school was not particularly exceptional. He was somebody who, I think, got distracted easily. His priority was on sport, and not somebody who particularly enjoyed sitting in the classroom, from what I understand anyway, and digging into the books. I feel like he was almost a hyperactive child in some ways, which has served him well in the sports world, but probably didn't serve him well in the classroom. And maybe I think he'd agree with that. And yet, because of the kind of life he was going to lead, with its international aspects, all these different types of people you're going to meet across all different levels of society, from the players to the agents to the sponsors, often very wealthy, successful people at a high level and much older. It's a wide range of personalities you're going to come across. And I think Roger decided early, either after consulting with his parents or his own natural way of being, that he was going to try to learn from people that he met along the way and not just give information grudgingly about himself or sort of be a passenger in this journey. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be active. And so my sense of him as a journalist, obviously I didn't know him when he was 15. I met him when he was 19. Was he was already on that journey, trying to find out from people that he came across, you know, how does this work? How does your job, you know, what do you actually do? You know, where else have you been this week? And who else have you met? What else do you like? It wasn't like he was going on for 20 minutes about this, but he was curious to kind of place you and learn about, you know, where you fit into the ecosystem. And I think he has a good sense about people. He made good choices about the people that he trusted along the way. He showed loyalty, but maybe not too much loyalty along the way, which was probably good. You need to keep refreshing your group. But I think in terms of the way he comes across many of the athletes that you meet over the years, it's kind of a one-way conversation. And it really is an interview where you feel like you're extracting information sometimes. And Roger, it was definitely more two-way than hardly anybody else I came across. And also you just sense in his demeanor and his – he'd sit down and he wouldn't like cross his legs and his body and close himself off. He was open, you know, relaxed body language, open to conversation. Somebody, I think, who enjoyed human contact and enjoyed sort of that dialogue with whomever it might be. And I know it's not just journalism. I mean, you could say, well, it's PR. Well, sure it is. Sure it's PR. He's somebody he knows the New York Times can be helpful to him and raise his profile as a Swiss tennis player and maybe down the road earn him some money, for sure. But then you hear stories about him talking to friends of friends who were construction workers, or I've heard a couple of these stories where, you know, Roger meets somebody through somebody else where it could just be a handshake and it turns into, how do you actually do construction? How do you build a house? How do you do these things? This is not the usual superstar athlete behavior from my experience anyway.
I've realized that curiosity is a superpower and is a meta skill for us to be relevant in this ever-changing world. If you want to learn more about this, I would urge you to read the book A Curious Mind by Brian Grazer. Brian is the person who produced movies like Beautiful Mind, that profiles the mathematician John Nash, and Apollo 13, the lunar mission where an oxygen tank failed 2 days into the mission. The crew aborted the landing on the moon, but instead looped around it and landed back safely on Earth. In a way, this book by Brian Grazer is one of the inspirations behind the podcast series. In the book, he speaks about how curiosity can make a difference to various aspects of our lives and how it impacted the way in which he approached his craft. Thank you for listening.